very pleased to be joined on the line by Michael Porto. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Daniel. I couldn't be better.
Oh, fantastic to hear. I apologise. I did do the choo-choo hashtag sad man on the train to make you feel at home coming on today.
As Andrew Neil always introduces me, exactly so.
Of course. And Michael, you are one of the most well-travelled guests I think we've ever had on the daytimes. And there's been a lot of talk about whether or not, you know, it's actually safe to go over to Egypt as a tourist. And I was just wondering, you know, do you think that we'll ever see a heavy tourist business back in Egypt once again?
Well, my guess would be that, yes, we would see that in the future because it's a very remarkable country. But just to cover, you know, whether it's open at the moment, of course, the travel ban was applied to Sharm el-Sheikh Airport and not to anything else. So people have been able to fly to Hurghada, which is on the Red Sea Riviera, and to Cairo and to Luxor. So if they wanted to see ancient Egypt, if they wanted to go to the seaside, they still had all of those opportunities. Right now, there is a big debate about reopening Sharm el-Sheikh to British flights. It has reopened to flights from Germany and Belgium. The airlines seem, you know, very much to want to fly there, which is interesting because, of course, the airlines have a greater interest in safety and security than anybody else. But for the moment, the British government hasn't moved its position. They may have good reasons, I don't know. It's certainly not for me to contradict them. But I think it would be important to be sure that they're keeping their travel advice up to date.
Very interesting indeed. Talking about global events, Michael, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this in an American election. Of course, we've got to talk about Donald Trump, the US election just around the corner. Should we be worried, Michael, that this man might be the leader of the free world very soon?
I think I worried about it, yes. I mean, it has been a very dismal United States election, has it not?
Mm.
I mean, if Hillary wins, it will be apparently against a background where 70% of Americans distrust her. So either way, you know, I think it's going to be an unhappy sort of result for the United States. But I think we in Europe would be a bit concerned about Donald Trump winning, not least because he has been pretty negative about NATO. And countries in the east of Europe who are worried about Russia would be... I think we'll be very concerned on Wednesday morning if we wake up to a Trump president-elect.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. Just finally, Michael, of course, I have to ask you about British politics as well. I don't think I've ever seen an atmosphere quite like this in British politics. And I was just wondering what you thought of Theresa May's leadership, because we are a few months in now, and of course it has all been dominated by Brexit. But what have you made of Theresa May's first few months in charge?
First of all, that she's very clear about Brexit, meaning Brexit. In other words, she has taken on board entirely what the British people have said about the referendum. Secondly, I like her quietness, quite honestly. It seems to me that she doesn't say anything unless she's got something to say, whereas I thought maybe her predecessor made a point of saying something every day, and it's difficult to say something sensible every day. So I like the quiet style, I like the determination. She may face a few challenges ahead, but I think if she were forced to call a general election, and I think she'd only have one if she were forced, she could look forward to doing pretty well in it.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. And Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Michael Potter.